This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado man who had been doing English classes with Ukrainians over Zoom has found their meetings turning into a form of therapy as they endure Russia's invasion of their country. Andy Lennox's parents are from Ukraine, and he served there as a Peace Corps volunteer. One of the group's founding members is a doctor in Western Ukraine.
I even asked him, like, is this helping you with enduring this collective sorrow and terror? And he said, yeah, I think it probably is.
Lennox said most people in the group have been relatively safe so far, but are trying to help other Ukrainians internally displaced within their country. There are no more Colorado schools playing postseason college basketball. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The Air Force Falcons women's team lost to UCLA in the National Invitation Tournament Sunday night in the second round. They were the last surviving team from Colorado on both the men's and women's sides with a chance at a postseason trophy. Colorado's representatives in the NCAA tournament, the CU women and the CSU men, both lost in the opening round, and the CU men lost in their first game of the men's NIT tournament. In Division II play, Colorado Mesa University's men lost in the Sweet 16, and three other women's teams from the state lost in the first round. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
100 miles worth of I-70 are shut down this afternoon due to snow and safety concerns. I-70 is closed eastbound between E-470 near Aurora all the way to the Kansas border.